The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
Who played the metronome? When played the metronome?
Fellas, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Are you liking? Are you subscribing? Do that, or else we're going to go away, and you're going to be sad that we're gone. Find us on iTunes. Find us wherever you find us, and do all those things. Me, I'm Natty Bumpercar, and why am I talking? Because we've lost Rich. It's so sad. Thoughts and prayers.
Rest in peace, my friend. Godspeed.
It's just so hard to say goodbye.
Wait, Grifo, weren't you in a boy band at one point?
Very, very briefly.
Why didn't you just modulate with us?
No, because that was a
and
long time
I'll
ago.
And I'll tell you very, all about it when I see you again.
What song was that?
When I
close my eyes.
Fast and the Furious, and that's a better one.
But only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
All right. Okay, so who are you?
Kevin.
Kevin Grifo?
That's right, you know
Shining
it.
Wizards Kevin?
The one and the same, my brother.
Everyone can't see this right now, but Shining Wizards Kevin has a glorious haircut. So, ladies, start swooning.
That's right.
Joe Kevin, what was the name of your boy band, though? I don't want to bury the lead on that.
Elevate.
Guys, I'm just gonna stir my drink here and tell you.
I was like the alternate. I was like the guy that one of the guys couldn't. The guy that was better than me couldn't go. I was the one they would send.
An understudy?
Kevin Grifo, you were in a boy band, and I never knew this.
Wait, you never knew that?
No.
Let's move on.
Absolutely not. What was your song? Like, what was your...
What was the one? Fuck. It was the... Ooh, na-na-doo, doo-doo.
Wait, no, I know what that is. Is that Boys to Men?
No.
No.
What would they call the song if they wanted to request it at a radio station?
Oh my god, I'm going to get in trouble with the guys at work because we sing this all the time.
It's time to be my friend.
Oh, what the hell was it called?
I know the words too.
Was anyone else here ever in a band?
That's a good question.
Not a real one.
Not a real one.
He's not here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Who was?
Sean Morton.
No.
I was in a band in college.
Old Bump. What was the name of that band?
Yeah, what was the name of that?
Chase Park Girls. Chase Park Girls.
That was the name of the band or the song?
That's the name of the band.
I can see that being the name of a song.
We put out a whole
album. We just go chasing girls in the park.
What kind of music, Bump?
I would call it, it's garage indie rock.
Okay. It's like a Black Keys kind of a thing going on? Or?
No, kind of like a train wreck with... me being the singer.
And oh, Smash Mouth. Okay, Smash Mouth. That's good.
Quite that.
Did you have a midget?
No, we didn't. No.
Do you know? Sorry to cut you guys off. That on on the oldies station, like CBS FM.
Kills me.
They're now playing Smash Mouth's version of "I'm a Believer" instead of the original version of "I'm a Believer" by
the Monkees. That's how old I've gotten.
That's how disgusted I am with the radio.
Here's another thing that people don't know about Kevin Grifo. He loves the Monkees.
That's true. It's a very good point.
Oh, you know what I wanted to do just before we go too far from the beginning of the show. You know how you say share. What do you usually say?
Like, share, subscribe,
and then you
review.
Say rape. Now I had to rewind it, slow it down, and make it louder because it sounds like you go like, share, rape.
I really?
Yes.
It sounds like
it really does.
So
and
was
I was
also,
like,
he was also in
GWAR.
Hey guys, if you like the show, like, share, rape.
I don't want anyone to do any of those things.
Well, that
you
makes
want
sense.
To like
though?
It, share
first,
it, but
the
not.
First three.
You want them to rate it. R-A-T-E.
R-A-T-E. Go to your little iTunes and give us 5 stars or however many stars you feel like we deserve.
I want everybody that's listening right now to rewind and listen to the opening of this and tell me that Natty doesn't go like, share, rape.
I don't feel like that's what I said, but now I'm nervous.
It does make sense, though, because majority of our listener base is hiding in a bush in Central Park right now looking for joggers. So... Now that we know that that's the thing, we can correct it from here. That's what I'm saying. This is a teachable moment, fellas.
For a second, I was excited we had a listener base. I didn't know that even. This is
triple digits, baby.
Both of yous, go listen to the beginning.
Wait, who's voice? Oh, wait, who are you?
Hey, I already said hello. This is Joe. Joe fucking Carney. JFC is here.
That's right.
Is that your name?
That's what they call me.
Oh, you've made the other one cry. Cry giggle. Hi, Cry Giggle. Who are you?
It's KP Burke, man. Happy to be here with my pals.
Oh.
Should we go ahead and just... the reason why Rich is not here right now?
Yeah, we should probably...
You know, he's not dead, folks.
Austin prayers.
Yeah. I thought we were going to save that till the end of the show and be like, by the way, Rich isn't dead.
That would be a good reveal. Yeah. Yeah. No.
I got that freaking song in my head now, Gareef. I'm trying to find the lyrics.
It's just his youth that's dead.
How heartless are these four assholes doing a podcast when the fifth member is dead?
No, we could do it from his wake.
Oh,
just kidding, guys. Rich is actually here. You know it.
He's just...
Hold on. Let's have a conversation.
Oh, that's his sound machine?
Let's have a full... Natty, why don't you talk to me like I'm Rich? We'll have a full Rich conversation. Just tell me something that you want to tell me, and I'll answer it like Rich.
I knew this was going to turn into something like this.
Go ahead.
Talk to me.
No, I want you to be Natty and just tell me I'll be Rich.
I wanted to be Rich.
Do your best, Natty.
I told you. Just talk to me, and then I'll be Rich.
Hey,
just,
buddy. What's going on? How are you doing?
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
I was asking you a question, though. How are you doing today?
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, but you're not answering my question. It's a simple question. I was just saying, how are you doing?
I'm with you.
Is that?
I'm with you.
I feel like mine was better.
All right.
You want to try?
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
And for the win, Kevin Joseph Gareef, ladies and gentlemen.
He always sneaks
now in. Now entering the ring, weighing in at a crisp 122 pounds, fighting out of his hometown of West Orange, New Jersey.
120 pounds wet?
Oh, my God.
My nipples are so erect.
I know. You could hang Christmas ornaments off your titties right now.
Nice WrestlePro shirt.
Thank you. Shout out to the boys at WrestlePro.
Why are you cold, Kevin?
It's a little chilly in here.
Is it? It
is
chilly.
I'm drinking a nice cold beverage on ice, so that could probably...
We have a nice early May evening, and we're hanging out very close to the outdoor portion of Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, the finest wings in all of West Orange.
That's right.
Arguably New Jersey.
I mean, you would know, right?
I mean, I've eaten wings all over this here fine state of ours.
Are you a wing connoisseur?
I was. This comes back to the football thing we were talking about earlier.
Just wing it.
That was the name of a place. I've been to a place called Just Wing It before. But no, there was, used to get wings and order them because we would watch red zone football. So you'd watch the 1 o'clocks, the 4 o'clocks, and the 8 o'clock game, and you would just order from different places in between all the games.
Wait,
so you'd order multiple wings
throughout
the day. You
know what drives me out of my mind with wings, buddy? I love wings. And
do you like breaded wings?
I like all different kinds. I like baked crispy. I like fried crispy. I love all kinds of wings. I will respect a wing for what they're trying to present me. You understand what I mean? So I don't like...
Unless they fail at it.
Unless they fail. If like there's no flavor and it's soggy or fatty, then I'm not a fan.
It's like tarred and feathered. Failed.
The only thing that drives me out of my mind...
Jesus.
is if I'm eating with somebody for like the drumstick part where they don't eat all the meat. Or like when you get the wing part and they don't break it apart,
wait.
And they just like eat
if
through
you
the middle
eat
like a girl.
The meat.
So
if you don't eat your meat, how can you have your pudding?
It's not the wing that bothers you; it's people that bother you and how they eat the wings.
Well, no, it's a two-parter. It's like you can fail in presenting the wing. You can fail.
Presentation counts, bump.
But then you can also now. I think it's worse. Like if it's a phenomenal wing, like you had. What did you have tonight? The Thai chili.
Thai chili.
And you broke them apart. You got all the meat off of there, and you.
What's funny? I did not break them apart, but I'm just diligent about. I eat wings like an asshole. You know what I mean? And so you got to get literally every drop of meat has to come off there. Otherwise, you're cheating yourself out of at least $1.50.
That was exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
So it's well,
we're
on the same page.
Wing chatter with the dumb fellas.
Tenders, if you're not gonna
eat them. Boneless breaded wings?
Whatever.
I will challenge any listener of this podcast, if you know of a place that's going to do wings that will rival Brown Bear Pub, just send it to us on the Twitter page. Send it to us on Instagram. Let us know. We will try them, and we will go side by side with the wings here at Brown Bear, and we'll see what happens. Is that fair, guys?
Does it have to be from a listener?
It doesn't have to be from a listener.
Sounds like a challenge, man. Ring the bell.
It does not have to be from John Trumbull.
This guy. Oh
my wing, God. Wing, wing.
Cluck, cluck, cluckety
cluck. Hello?
I went to a barbecue place last night. We went there for Mother's Day, which is weird, but we had wings, and they were like barbecue wings, and they were delicious. That's my story.
That's a good story. Now.
Well, now, not for nothing, Bump. You are the only gentleman at this table that's from down south originally.
Yeah. Yes.
So is it true that above the Mason-Dixon line on the East Coast, there's no such thing as barbecue, that we don't know what we're doing.
Are you talking on his person, like above his belt? Or are you talking...
Mason-Dixon line?
Is that a boxer?
Mason the line, Mason-Dixon. Dixon.
I'm not going to fight him.
But not for no, like, Bump, is that true that down south has it figured out and we don't?
No, you guys are doing just fine.
Why are you lying to us? There's a barbecue place across the street here.
Pepe's?
Yes.
I smelled it tonight, and it smelled great. But every time I come here, their chimney looks like it's about to...
Don't plug other places here, Bumper.
Kevin Griefer.
Sorry.
Griefer. I like to... My wing's outside.
Your ring is outside?
No, my wing.
I don't understand what you're saying.
My wing's outside.
Why is your wing outside? Can you fight out there like that?
Is this... You never saw the movie.
I mean, I'm probably.
Rocky V?
Oh, love I me? Thought you were doing Rambo.
Rocky V, that's the one where he fights Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, right? Is that correct?
Oh, my God. You know, it was a big misconception that I had to, like, really research because everybody thought Tommy the Machine Gun Morrison, who plays Tommy Gunn in the movie, is not John Wayne's grandson.
Whoa. Ooh, we're burying a lead here.
I don't understand.
People thought he was?
Yeah, because John Wayne's real name is Marion Michael Morrison.
Yes, exactly.
So the rumor going around that Tommy Morrison was John Wayne's grandson. And like...
No, forgive me.
Like
forgive
I usually do. I just believe it when you tell
forgive
me.
Forgive my ignorance here.
Uh-oh.
John Wayne
seen
was
the
quiet
man. Very underrated Rocky, the fifth one. I like it. Is that his real name, Tommy Morrison?
Tommy Morrison.
Okay.
He was a boxer.
Yes.
But in the movie, he was Tommy the Machine Gun.
Tommy Gun, yes. Yeah. Correct.
Yep.
And he was at the gun show because he had...
You never saw it, did you not?
I think I might have. But
I actually really enjoyed
it's
that
the
Rocky.
One where Sylvester Stallone fights...
In the street because the wing is his outside or something.
Yeah, because Tommy knocks out Paulie.
Oh, is that where Paulie dies?
No, Paulie never dies. So Paulie, that's Mick.
Just like Legends.
So Paulie says, knock this bum out. And he goes, you... My ring's outside. And he takes him outside to fight because he wasn't a boxer at the time. He was just a trainer. He lost everything when he was in Russia because he gave power of attorney to Paulie, and Paulie sold the house.
Why would Paulie do that?
Because he's a sterno bum.
Didn't the wife from those movies die today?
Ty Shire?
No,
Margaret.
You're thinking of Margaret Kidder. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My eye almost shot out of my head, Maddie.
I don't know.
I have a very old season of SNL on DVD that my aunt got me years ago for Christmas. It was the Bill Murray era.
Ooh.
And Margot Kidder, that was her name, right? Margot Kidder? Yeah, Margot Kidder. She was a host that night, and it's like you're just seeing her, and she's just such a sensationally beautiful woman. And then you zoom in on her teeth, and you're like, oh, this chick smokes Parliaments. Jesus.
Like that specific?
Yeah, she had like some
like
chimney.
Like a teeth run backwards and inside out?
It was like a chimney drenched. I mean, it was insane. But then you're watching the whole episode, and she was marvelous on the entire. Like, obviously, she's a talented lady. And then somebody told me she was in The Wolf of Wall Street. And I don't even know what character she played. I'm trying to figure that out.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I always confuse her. I mean, I know she's Lois Lane, but I also thought that she was the girl from Raiders of the Lost Ark that he goes to find.
No, that's Marion.
Marion.
Marion. Yeah. Marion. I thought that's Margot Kidder. Do that again. It was excellent.
Marion.
We named the dog Indiana.
Yeah, but he's doing, yeah. Huh? We named the dog.
No, I was doing Harrison Ford, but that's pretty much
very
it.
Very good Harrison Ford. Is that all you got?
That's word. Pretty much it. It's you get one of those. It's,
did I tell you?
It's my Marian. Christopher Lloyd, too. Marty.
Marty. Oh, great seeing you, Dad. That's all I got. And for Ray Romano, I could say one word. Like five different ways.
I know what it is.
What? No.
No.
And I could do Ray Romano falling.
No. Doesn't he say ma too?
Ma.
See.
Oh.
Can you do Ray Romano
mm-hmm.
Showing up to return a movie at Blockbuster?
Uh huh.
Only to realize Blockbuster's been closed for 5 minutes.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
No.
It's perfect. It's like he's in the room with us.
Oh, that's amazing. I feel like I'm watching Ice Age.
This is crazy. I'm on Margot Kidder's page, and
Facebook?
It would no her her IMDb
fanfic,
and it would appear that was a lie. She was not in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow. Hey, so we're really sorry, everybody.
This
who's
is terrible.
Listening.
Yeah, no, this is the truth. You
Fountain
can't
fake
trust
news. The street after her.
Not for the what's
Fountain
the
fake
lowest
news Burke
lane.
Over here.
Fountains of Wayne news.
In a weird story, I worked at Fountains of Wayne for my last year of high school and a year and a half
now,
after.
KP, you know for everyone who's listening
Stacey's
around the world.
Got it going on.
For everyone who's listening around the world, like one of our podcast listeners whose name is
Baza,
who lives in
London or somewhere over there.
He doesn't
play
know
Mad Libs. You can do this.
He doesn't know what Fountains of Wayne is. What is it?
Okay. Weird story. Fountains of Wayne, when I was in high school, was a band that had a song called Stacy's Mom that was very successful.
You were in the band?
And then
we just talked about bands. Why don't you mention this?
Yeah, you were in Fountains of Wayne?
I wish I was in Fountains of Wayne.
You know Grifo was in Elevate?
Oh, boy. Go ahead. Circle back.
Yeah, no, Elevate. You remember that one song? So close. But what was weird about Fountains of Wayne was actually a band. They were from Pennsylvania, the kids that
Wait,
were in the
really?
Band. Yeah, they were from Pennsylvania. And they were named after, on Route 46 in New Jersey, right by where I grew up, there was a store called Fountains of Wayne that I later worked at the second half of my senior year of high school. And then when I was 19, I worked there for a year, and we would it was literally fountains. We would install fountains for people, and I just drove around on a forklift. And
drinking fountains?
I wish. It was multiple tier fountains, like fancy ones for the front.
Like Sopranos, kind of.
Exactly. And that was almost all of our customers, too.
It's a fucking serious fucking fountain.
If they broke, there were some serious tears.
Now, you know, not
oh,
for nothing.
Oh, my God. I had to stare at him until I realized. Tears, T-I-E-R-S.
Grifo's laughing.
Not for nothing. The Soprano house is in North Caldwell, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I grew up all around that. That was a goofy thing. I'm the only guy who's Passaic County around here. And then I know that we got a couple Essex County fellas. We got Georgia Natty and then Garwood, right?
I grew up in Cranford.
Cranford.
Union
County.
Fucking Cranford.
What is that, Union County?
Union County.
Who's Essex?
Cranford, New Jersey.
Essex.
Union.
Union County was the only county in New Jersey that chose to secede from the Union during the Civil War. Did you guys know that?
Wait, what was Union County?
Union County agreed
Stop,
to join
that's
the Confederacy.
Not true.
That's absolutely true.
Wait. You're out of your 11 mind. It's not true.
Nope.
It can't be true.
That is not true. However, this part is true. New Jersey is the only state that ever, in the history of mankind, never voted for Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln never won New Jersey.
That's not true.
That's a true story. Not made up at all.
Are you kidding me? That's fake news.
Nope. That is absolutely true. Lincoln never won New Jersey. For some, it was like a weird thing where the rural people, there was farms in New Jersey, so you didn't, there was like a.
It was a terrible thing, too, because Abraham Lincoln woke up after like a 7-day drunken stupor when he found out about New Jersey not voting for him. You know what he said?
No.
I freed who?
Didn't say that. Wait, but when you say he never won New Jersey, he only ran once, right?
No, he won his initial election, and then he won re-election against George B. McClellan. And the very high Irish population in New Jersey at the time adored McClellan because he was the first Irish Catholic to be in a general position. He was actually leader of the Army of the Potomac at one point. But
there was an Army of the Potomac?
Yes, there was. That's what they called it. Well, not for nothing. If you go down by in Georgia, where you're from, it's not the Civil War. It's the War of Northern Aggression. When we invaded you and decided to tell you what to start doing, and you stood up for yourself. So it's all conjecture based.
No, yes, if that's what
they still
it's
teach
called?
That you guys won down there, I think.
They don't teach it. They certainly believe it.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's a terrible thing. But at least we voted for Lincoln. Racists?
No, I don't think that you did.
I'm pretty sure
you didn't.
I don't know.
I think you're talking about Cedar Grove again.
Cedar Grove. Natty lives in Cedar Grove. But I'm not going to tell you the address. That's how I taught my kids their address. Cedar Grove. Socks the dog lives in Cedar Grove.
While we're here, what is the mnemonic device for memory? First one that comes to your mind, fellas. Think of it. Give it 30 seconds.
A mnemonic device.
Think of it. Think of one that stayed in your brain forever that you're never going to forget. It could be that. It could be a...
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv, go ahead. What's it mean?
What does what mean?
Yeah, Roy G. Biv, what does it mean?
It's the mnemonic device for the colors in the rainbow.
So okay, do the colors of the rainbow.
Do the colors for it.
We want to see if you really know it.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
God damn, he's
wow.
here. What do you got, Joe Carney? Hit me.
My very educated mother just served us 9 pickles. That's how I remembered the planets.
Can you name the planets?
Mars, Venus, Earth.
You almost forgot that one.
I'm sorry. Mercury.
I was about to say.
Venus, yeah. Earth, Mars, my very educated mother, Jupiter, Serve, Saturn, us, Uranus.
Ah, Uranus.
Nine pickles, and Neptune, and Pluto.
Wow. Neptune, New Jersey, another planet. I would agree with you. Weird place to be.
If you do the calendar, too, it's January, February, March, April, May, June, Jason Derulo. You know that?
No, I don't know what that is at all. Who's Jason Derulo?
The one that comes to my mind first and foremost is it's called sports, right? And that's, for those who don't know, I'm a Navy veteran. Sports is what they teach you to clear a jam in your M4. And it's slap, pull, observe, release, tap, shoot. So when you have a jam
in your M4. Is that shucks?
Nope. And it's insane, too, because the one at one time we were doing a drill down in Cape Canaveral, and we were shooting. This is actually ridiculous, too. We had a female friend of mine who, I should say her name, whatever, Holly Lindquist, that's her name. She's
a great person.
She's wonderful. Honest to God, she's a smoke show too. She knows it. But she was a gunner's mate and she forgot sports, but I was a hull technician. I cleaned toilets and I remembered it because I just drill it into you. So we did a live fire drill down at Cape Canaveral. We were doing a convoy and we got shot at from the bushes and you had to pop out of the vehicle and
in
do a
Florida?
Yeah. Down a cave. It's just like a fake, it was like a little camp that we set up for ourselves. So we're popping out of the thing. It was all a drill. And we're underneath it. And you're sitting there, and I'm underneath the vehicle, and my gun's jamming because the blanks in the M4 make the gun jam a lot. So you're sitting there, and it's like, I'm just hearing the little Spanish guy who taught me this in boot camp in the back of his head. Slap, pull, observe, release, tap, shoot. Slap, pull, observe, release, tap, shoot. You're doing great, KP.
Wow.
So we're sitting there, you know, I'm underneath the vehicle shooting.
That's right on your rifle.
Yeah, and I got a. And the guy next to me is a Fleet Marine Force Hospital corpsman. And people don't know this, the Marines don't have medics. Medics come from the Navy side. So we have a Marine Corps combat tested guy, and he's sitting there. We're sending rounds downrange. And then our good friend Lindquist, who we all love, is sitting there. She's a gunner's mate. This is her specialty. And she's from she was from Illinois. And you just hear her going, oh, crap. And we're sitting there like, slap, pull, observe, release, stop, shoot. You got this, Lindquist. You can do this. But that one has stayed in my mind forever, that if I hear the word sports, I have to deprogram myself and remember that it's also like a game we play with a ball.
Slap, so, pull,
observe.
It's like brass.
Yep.
Breathe.
So you're going to slap the forward assist, right? You slap the magazine from the bottom. Slap. Pull is you pull back the
hammer.
Fire assist, right, mm-hmm. on the rifle. This is the M4. Slap, pull, observe. So you look in the chamber to see if one of the rounds has been kind of, we call it stovepiped, where it gets stuck in a weird angle. So slap, pull, observe, release. Then tap the forward assist, which is this little button on the side. So slap, pull, observe, release, tap, and then shoot, just being pull the trigger, man. Because all you got to do, it doesn't matter if you're accurate or if the gun's working properly, you got to be able to send rounds down range. That's the big thing with them.
Do you know this? I'm sure you do.
Wow.
I learned it from a sniper buddy.
Wow.
Do you know what brass is?
Yeah.
For when they're, you would think like they're trained
Ooh.
Marksman killers, but brass is, what do you think it is, Natty?
It's big rabbits are super sweet.
Isn't that weird?
Why do you know this? Why do you know this?
How do you know that?
Just because I did some training when I was in Georgia. Big rabbits are super sweet.
That's exactly
it's
what
sniper
it is.
Training.
It's a hunting thing.
Yeah.
Great wings, by the way.
When we had great wings
big
of
rabbits?
Brass.
Phenomenal wings, those rabbits.
When we used to shoot the 240, which was
wing it up,
which is a machine gun, the brass would actually, you'd sometimes lose a round that it would go down like the back of your shirt.
Ooh.
And you're just sitting there just like the it's top burning. Of your, yeah, you're just getting a tramp stamp of shame. If you're getting burned with brass.
No, I don't know if that's shame. That's pretty damn tough that you got a round burning.
I don't know. But the problem is...
I got tobacco just grew in my mouth saying that.
It ruined the nice dolphin tattoo I had back there. So that's the part that sucks. But
everybody, it's actually a porpoise, but everybody calls it a dolphin.
On purpose? Porpoise.
Man, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract
breathe,
you guys
relax,
with that.
Aim,
but
aim, stop, squeeze.
Huh?
right?
Very close.
Observe.
I feel like you're talking us how to take a shit. Breathe, relax. You're going home. Avoid Elvis. Avoid Elvis.
Don't look. Don't look. Don't
look. I
was
trying to think if I have any of those things.
Oh, my God. I'm sure that you do, but you made them up yourself.
Yeah. The only one I can think of that's a real one is rice.
Rice?
Rest, ice, sea, elevate. I don't know what sea
is. Compress. Yeah, probably.
Compress. Rest, ice, compress, elevate.
Rise. No, a rise or whatever it was called, right? I've dated a lot of physical therapists.
I thought it was rice. Don't you?
I think so, yeah. Raise, raise, ice, compress, elevate.
Oh, right.
Aren't raise and elevate the same thing?
No, raisins are like grapes.
Thanks, buddy.
Well played. That is a good point.
Ooh, zingaroo. Rest.
No, I wonder. Now we've created a deficit. I'm going to have to reach out to an ex-girlfriend now to find out if this is right or not.
Oh, that's
not good.
That's the only one I can think of, though.
He always looks for something to reach out to an ex-girlfriend.
It seems like there's
a lot. I just want them back.
I used to have the best wings. Can't remember where it was. I'm going to call my ex-girlfriend.
I hope she takes me back. Just take me back.
Hey,
Rich isn't here right now.
Hi, Marissa. No, it's a question about wings. I don't really need to speak to
you. Yes.
I think it was a place called Brass.
Remember that time that you and I went out on a Saturday afternoon and we got wings?
Just wanted to say happy Mother's Day. I'm not a mom, but you could be.
Aww.
You can't have nice things.
Oh, wait. Dating? Are we talking about dating?
Is that what we're talking about?
Joe, do you have any dating stories that you'd like to tell us?
All right, I need advice actually from my friends, my fellow dumb fellows, both of you.
See you later, Lothario. He wants one of those.
Kev, get me a Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Garifo left. If you can't tell, we started talking about girls, and he goes,
"I'm not comfortable with this."
Vaginas. All right, so my daughter went out on a date with this fella that she was anxious for us to meet. But not really. She didn't know how to introduce this boy to us, okay? So,
First kind of time this is happening for you?
So she's
deal.
Like,
yeah,
what?
She's like
nine now?
She's gone on, like, group dates where they go to the movies and stuff like this. But this is, she's never brought anybody to actually meet mom and dad. But that was also a thing. She chose not to introduce him to us. And
well,
I said, it's not
for
a.
For anyone who doesn't know Joe, he's. How tall are you? 7'4"?
I'm 7'8" and a half.
And you're what? Yeah. You're down.
Seven,
you're down. Down to 200.
In the yearbook, but 6'4" in real life.
Down to 263 pounds.
255 around there. Yeah, I'm a cheeseburger away. Yeah,
beach
I'm,
body.
I'm,
so
I mean,
you're.
I eat Doritos like Nabisco wants the bags back. But
an intimidating fella.
Yes.
That's all we're trying to
but
say.
Yes, that's not my persona. I just happen to be a. I work with what God gave me.
So you're
this fella, I'm not going to say names or where he committed to. Because I don't
wait, he's been committed?
Me.
Oh,
he,
no.
He is the number one recruit in the United States offensive line, and he just committed to a major, major, major university. It's I cheer for this university. It is.
Really?
I call down the echoes for this.
Do you have a tattoo of this university?
I have a tattoo of this university.
Waukegan Community College of Illinois.
Cal U of PI.
Online, though. Of course, online.
Wow.
So this fella is roughly about 6'6", 3 1/4.
Joe's daughter is getting married to someone who's going to a big college.
She's a junior in high school. Anyway, so this young man, I tell my daughter that he has no choice. You're not leaving this home. It was almost like a Braveheart scene where he shows up on a horse to go on this fight, you know.
No for no.
You wouldn't believe this, but I haven't seen that movie.
You've never seen Braveheart. All right, we'll get back to this. Don't do it. We'll get back to this. My head is going to explode. So just hold my hand, KP. So she informs him, I can't leave unless you come and meet my parents, right? So.
Wait, so he came to pick her up, and he made her come. She made
him
come in
the
house.
Get out of the car and come say hello to us, right?
No. Not for nothing. Was that her move, or was that a move that she knew you guys
expected?
She was playing it off like we weren't going to enforce it. She thought it was just like, oh, he's here. We're going. And I was like, sweetheart, you're not stepping off the top step. I am so old school with this. That boy's going to get out, and he's going to meet your parents. It's the end of it. He's going to say hello to us. We're going to meet him. I'm going to give him the once over, ask him a couple questions, and then you can go. You're not just hopping in the car with a stranger that I never met. So this kid, I find a picture of him, looks like me when I met my wife. Okay, it's very, very similar.
Really?
No, but much more handsome.
Oh, okay.
He drives my truck.
Wait.
Yeah, drives the same truck as me.
Okay.
He gets out of the truck.
For those who don't know, that is a Mazda pickup truck B-Series. B-Series 94.
Yeah, the electric one.
It has a sticker on the back that says Nuke Iran.
I thought it was a Subaru Brat.
It says Reagan Bush.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He pulls up.
He took a sip.
And he gets out. And I'm looking at this beast walking up.
Ooh.
My son, who is just about 6 foot tall right now, he's 14. He's looking at me for reaction, and I'm not going to show him my reaction, which is in my head going, I hope he doesn't hurt me.
Just take her.
Please, God, right hand, give me a good handshake grip. That's all I'm thinking. I'm practicing. They don't even see it because I'm staring at this kid, and I'm like practicing my handshake grip while this kid's walking up. So this beast walks up, and it's like the earth moves a little bit as he's coming up. And I'm like, part of me is like, I love you in the school you're going to, but I can't do that, right?
No.
And part of me wants to look at my daughter and go, if you mess this up, I swear to Christ. But neither one do I say. He comes up, and he has the common decency to not come up on the top step of the porch. He stays on the second step.
Ooh, one step down.
He's not like standing eye to eye or shoulder to shoulder with me. He's letting me have my old lion domain as he's standing there, right? So he shakes my hand. It hurt a little, but I didn't let anybody know. Now I gave him a good firm handshake, and I asked him a couple questions. And one of the questions is, and I'm not going to say the school, like I said, but.
Will you sign this jersey?
I said, will you take her off our hands? No, I said, listen, the school that you're going to is my favorite school. What made you choose this school? And he goes, it's faith-based. So without provocation, without thinking, not for a second, I go, well, yes, so's fucking ISIS.
Oh, no. That's not.
Yep. But he.
What was his reaction to that?
Well, it was the University of ISIS at Palm Coast. So
online.
They're a Division II school.
Division II.
Patriot League.
Did he blink?
He kind of giggled. He got it a little bit. And then I said, brother, I see your truck. And this is how I ended it. I said, I see your truck. We have the same truck. And he goes, yeah. I said, I like that truck. He goes, yeah. And I said, any human, whether it be high school, college, or professional football, can fit in the back of that truck with a shovel and a bag of lye. Have fun.
Yeah, so you said that?
So that gentleman went out and killed the rest of his team in order to acquire Joe's approval.
He's like, you're right, Mister.
I let him set his own. My wife actually set the time frame, the curfew. So I figured it would have been later, but he says, "No, we'll be home about 9."
It's a good lad.
It's smart, but that's early.
Yeah, he held to it, man. He held to it.
Well, I mean, he had other dates that evening that he had to make sure he got in.
Your ass, KP.
So I got another girl, fucking orphan. I'm going to go pick her up. I don't have to put up with any parent shit over there.
I'm done with this handshaking bullshit, man. So they go out bowling, and a father there realized who he was because in that afternoon he was on ESPN or the weekend before.
You're really out. I thought you were going to out this guy.
No, he hasn't said. Yeah, he hasn't said.
And some guy recognizes who he was. And they spent the entire time they were bowling taking pictures and signing autographs with kids.
Wait, really?
For real. This is real.
Is your daughter dating Quentin Nelson? First round draft pick for the Chicago Bears?
No.
Not yet, at least.
So what advice did you want from us? Or were you just bragging? Because it feels like you're just bragging at this point.
No, I'm not bragging.
Did she give you any feedback on how it went with the young
gent?
Yeah,
met him a couple times since. He kept coming back over on the weekend. He's a nice enough dude. He drives like an hour just to see her for 10 minutes when she's done with practice and stuff. He's a good kid.
Wow.
So, wow. I've known him for like 4 days, but he's a pretty good kid.
He's wanting to get into improv, though, Joe. What advice would you give him?
Yes, and.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And.
So that was my weekend.
Where are we at on time right now, Bump? I don't want to.
We're done.
We're done? Okay. Yeah. We're good to go then. So I got a story for the next episode that's going to be a good one.
We'll see.
Stay tuned.
We'll see about that.
Oh, it's going to be a fun one.
Thanks, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Dumbfellas. I am Natty Bumper Car.
I used to be Joe Carney.
I'm KP Burke. Now, not for nothing. Are we doing plugs, though? When's this one coming out? 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now. Okay. I might be eliminated, but I'm in the roast battle at the stand. So it's a tournament. If I'm eliminated, none of this matters. If I'm still in there, just come out and hang out, all right? Unless your name's John Trumbull, you're not allowed there,
that's
okay?
Right.
John Trumbull.
No, John Trumbull, come on out.
I'm just teasing our pal. No, I can't have any of my friends there. It always freaks me out and stuff like that, except for you guys, because, you know, you're not John Trumbull.
No, because we stay at the bar.
Yeah, well, it's I'm teasing and bullshitting everything like that, but I am going to be keep watching on YouTube. Those battles are coming out regularly. When you view those, it helps the show, which helps the club, and helps me try to get spots at the club. So thank you.
Wednesday the 16th, I'll let you know how it went next time we talk about it, but I'll be at the Brookdale Tavern doing a broadcast for Sirius XM. Yeah.
The
Wednesday.
What's that called? The
Salon is
called Ask Holes of Summer.
That's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's this Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
Very excited.
You can tell us all
truly
about
very
it.
Excited. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Stay tuned.
Garif. May 23rd. I'm not sure if this will be out right before that, I guess. No, it's next week.
Yeah.
So it won't be out. So, but every third Wednesday right here at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey, we have comedy shows outside and a beautiful backdoor patio. June, I can say that on June, the third Wednesday of June, we'll have the double headliner show with Mike Gaffney and Joe Fernandez.
Ooh.
All in our heads podcast.
Wait, don't
live.
They have a podcast?
They do.
Yeah, our friends.
They're great guys, perform all over the place, all over the country, and hopefully we're going to try to work some podcast magic in there with them, too. Maybe do a dual brand
show. Oh, I didn't know that. So I like
we'll
that.
Dumb fellas are all in your head.
All in your dumb head, fellas.
There it is. And also, of course, you can catch my other podcast, The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, if you love pro wrestling. We've had guests like Chris Jericho, Mick Foley, Matt Hardy, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Right.
Joe Carney, Natty Bumper Car, KP Burke, all have been guests on The Shining Wizards.
I actually haven't been invited.
I'll tell you what, a little teaser, and we'll talk about it later. I'm
so
putting together a monthly Dumbfellas room where we're going to be able to do all of our comedy, Garden State Comedy Dumbfellas.
GardenStateComedy.com. Me, Natty Bumper Car, you can always listen to the Bumper Podcast. Put out episodes every Thursday. And June 2nd, I'm someplace, and June 11th, I have a kid's show in the morning.
Quality plugs.
And then a kid's show in the morning, and then I'm in PA opening for hosting for Julia Scotti.
Like, share, rape.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.